Hello, 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 and welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Say that across the board.
For me,
I want that across the board.
And I think we need to get back to space.
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hello, and welcome to another night amongst friends, where the topic tonight is going to be the brown bag special, dark versus light. Is this still relevant today? You can call in and talk with us tonight at 760-683-2662, or you can join us at blogtalkradio.com/amongst friends. And I really want to start, we're going to start off this conversation and actually do a little bit of promotion. There is a documentary called Dark Girls that's coming out pretty soon, but it really touches the subject tonight about dark versus light and it being still relevant. So if you would give us a moment, and if you will listen, we'd greatly appreciate it.
I remember being in the bathtub asking my mom to put bleach in the water. So that my skin would be lighter and so that I could escape the feelings that I had about not being as beautiful, as acceptable, as lovable.
If we're all just hanging around and a dark-skinned girl will pass by, oh, she's pretty for a dark-skinned girl. And I'm like, what is that supposed to mean?
I used to wish that I can wake up one day lighter or wash my face and think that it will change. I thought it was dirt, and I tried to clean it off, but it wouldn't come off.
Just doing something small as standing in front of the class to do show and tell. I wouldn't look up. I wouldn't make eye contact with anyone. I would hold my toy really tight because I knew my toy loved me, even if they didn't.
Here comes Blackie.
Here comes Tar Baby. I remember one in particular, they used to say, "You stayed in the oven too long." And that was really hurtful.
They would do it every single day without let up. On the playground, in the classroom, in the cafeteria, just constantly, you got it. So I didn't really have a high self-esteem.
It was so damaging. It made us feel like we weren't running, that we were less than.
My mother and her friend, we were driving somewhere, and she's bragging on me. She said, "My daughter is beautiful. She's got great eyelashes. She's got the cheekbones. She's got great lips." And then she's going on, and she adds, "Could you imagine if she had any lightness in her skin at all? She'd be gorgeous."
And that, I don't know if you guys, how you feel about that. What you think. I think I was really, really disturbed when the first lady said, "I remember talking to my mother and asking her to put bleach in the water so that I could be lighter." And the lady who is talking is, I'm going to say she may be late 30s, early 40s. So the whole dark versus light, it's still very prevalent today. Tonight we're going to have on the show Heather and Joey and Jeff and myself. And again, we would love for you to call in You can reach us at 760-683-2662. And right now, we're going to go around and talk about it. Joey, what did you think? What were your thoughts when you were hearing some of the comments that were being made?
Well, I was a little confused at what was going on at first, but once I got an understanding of what was going on, it pretty much sounds like the typical conversation or the typical comments that I hear from people who are battling with the whole with their self-esteem, which is attached to their complexion, particularly dark-skinned young ladies or women that I've spoken to. And, you know, you get the comments, oh, she's cute for a dark-skinned woman or dark-skinned girl, or, oh, yeah, you know, only dark-skinned women can wear this type of color or what have you. I mean, you just have a lot of people who have a lot of self-hatred towards themselves. Not everyone, but there's a lot of dark-skinned women who have a lot of self-hatred towards themselves because of their complexion. And we were discussing maybe, I think, last show or show before last, how people, even down to mate selection, if they will select a mate that's lighter than them, so that their children won't have to kind of endure the ridicule that they believe or may have went through, or they might try to live vicariously through their children who have the lighter skin or the better hair or what have you. And so it's just a constant, you know, struggle with a lot of people who are trying to not only find themselves in their in the world, but also trying to cope with maybe not being the complexion that they think is more desirable or fitting in that instance, and just going as far as to who they date or who they marry or have children with, down to the skin color or the cellular level in that aspect, because of the guilt and shame and the hurt that is attached to their complexion. So hearing that really just, you know, it wasn't anything new for me in the sense that I've heard this many times from many different people, more so women than dark-skinned guys. I mean, I know that I do have family members that even struggle with their complexion and even wish that they were lighter. And
okay.
Actually, yeah, go ahead. No, I was just saying, and actually it's just kind of sad that people have, you know, that people's words or actions have hurt people so bad that they wish that they were a different color.
I was going to say, I mean, because you started off and you said that, you know, it's about, like, self-hate and, you know, and what have you, but it's I'm trying to figure out, I mean, because it still goes on today. Even in society and entertainment, you're going to see lighter skinned people with it goes across the board. There's, you know, society is still saying that the lighter skinned person is quote unquote the most valuable. So how is it that if society is saying that lighter is better and people are still using terms of blacky and you so black and you stayed in the oven too long and, oh, you'd be cute or you'd be beautiful if you were just lighter. So, the last little phrase that was played, the girl said that her mother was giving her all kinds of accolades. And then at the end, she says, and do you know how much more beautiful she would be if she was lighter? If you're getting that from home, how can you ever start loving yourself, because the people around you plus society is saying that you're not worthy. Anybody got a comment to that?
I just think that, you know, you can't really change the opinions of society. And I definitely acknowledge that getting that from home, getting it from different, you know, family and friends, I definitely agree that that is difficult and hard to deal with, but as the saying goes, we are our own worst enemy. And so I speak to the self-hatred piece because, like I said, the self-hatred develops from what society says and what other people say, but if you don't love yourself, you know.
But how do you get that? I mean, that's, you know, just like when we were talking about high self-esteem and what have you, you know, one of the way that I feel so highly about myself is because at a young age, it was instilled to me that I could do all things through Christ and that I'm beautiful and I'm this and I'm that. You know what I'm saying? And so regardless of what the world says, as a young child, my family was lifting me up. And so then when I go out into the world and the world is saying all of these negative things, I can stand back on the truth that has been graded into me that's mm-hmm. not true. You know what I'm saying? But how do you get past it if your roots or your basis is saying exactly what everybody else is saying? How do you become that we are our own people and we love ourselves? How do you get that?
I mean,
I was going to say, you don't get that. I think that's the dilemma, is that when a person, as you heard the young girl or the mother say, if they were this or that, if that's not something that is a part of the fabric, you know, from a very young age, put in you and played out to you, it's very difficult for you to just wake up one day and say, I'm going to do away with the self-hatred, because you don't know how to love if you haven't been loved or if it hasn't been expressed or shown genuinely or completely to you. And so when you hear a statement like that, I think it does divide your loyalties in that I can love this about me, but I don't love my skin color. Or I can like this. And when the people who we expect to love us unconditionally make those kinds of comments, it's very difficult for a person to not, I mean, your parents are the people you are expecting to love you no matter what, flaws and all. And when that's not there, or when those kinds of comments are made, it's very difficult for a person to do away with self-hate or a portion of that and not with themselves, because they don't have anything to relate to be independent in thought. And if my mother, the one who birthed me, or my father, the one who helped conceive me, feels like this is a flaw, it's only natural in a child's mind to feel like that's a flaw. There's no getting around that.
Ever?
I mean, at some point as you get older, but, I mean, that takes work. You're not going to just wake up and that be gone and be over. At least I don't think.
Okay. I just got a text, and someone said, what is the brown paper bag test? And it was kind of funny to me because it was kind of displayed, well, not kind of, it was displayed in Spike Lee's film School Days. But what the brown paper bag test is, it was a ritual once practiced by certain African American and Creole fraternities and sororities who discriminated against people who were too dark. That is, these groups would not let anyone into the sorority or fraternity person's skin tone is darker than that of a paper lunch bag in order to maintain a perception of standard. Guys, do y'all think that other than people calling folks blacky and you left in the oven too dark and the whole self-hate, do you think that, I mean, is it really a problem? I mean, really, or is it just something that people should just get over?
No, I really...
good hair and bad hair and all of that kind of stuff, we should just get over it. It is what it is.
I really think that it is a problem. I truly believe that it is a problem. And I don't necessarily believe that people can should just get over it because you can't experience what someone else experienced, even if you sort of have the same type of experience. Everyone kind of goes through things differently, so I wouldn't just tell people to get over it, but I definitely wouldn't say that it's not a problem anymore. And it's just proof in that there's an issue because there are people who are still, again, battling. Maybe it might not be as prevalent as, or out front, I won't say prevalent, but as out front as it once was, but it's still an issue. And like I said, even to people hating themselves so much to the point that they have to, that they make a decision on who they will mate or have children, you know, who they will date or have children with based on skin color, or, okay, if I date this man who got nice hair, nice eyes, nice complexion, my child will have this. And I just think that, you know, to people who say, oh, my God, you know, I wish I was this, I wish I was that. I just think that there needs to be more so of an awareness that this is still a problem, but also for the people who are experiencing it, an acceptance of who you are, like, and that who I am, like, I can't change my skin color per se. I know that there's some surgeries or whatever, some chemical process that you can do to change your skin color, but I wouldn't necessarily suggest that for people. But just really getting to the point where you accept who you are and love, you know, basically love the skin you're in, to the point of where, you know, I've even talked to, you know, like I said, I have family members, so it's a personal thing for me, where I'm like, okay, you don't have to be dark-skinned, because you don't have to call yourself dark-skinned, because there is a negative connotation to it. So if you feel empowered calling yourself chocolate or sexy brown or earth tone, you can do that. You can do that.
Right.
And that's the thing that I've been trying to teach. You know, people laugh at me when I say, I don't call myself dark skin. I call myself earth tone or sexy chocolate because I love who I am. I can say I'm dark skin. It don't bother me, but I'm saying for the people that need to be empowered, if you want to call yourself something other than dark skin, you have that right. And can't nobody tell you, oh, no, but that's the right terminology. Well, some people would say, the N-word is the right terminology for some people, but that doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it, you know, just because it's your opinion or what have you. You might even, the correct terminology for somebody who's a fat, lazy slob might be fat, lazy slob, but if that person doesn't want to call themselves that, they don't have to. And, you know, people just like, well, I think you just take it too seriously. But I'm like, when I have family members that, you know, they cry, or they cry themselves to sleep because they don't like their complexion, that it speaks to me. It speaks to me in a way because I'm just like, okay, you can't help that. You didn't, just like you wasn't asked to be, you didn't choose your race, you can't choose your complexion. But you have to learn how to love you. And just going back really quick to, you know, what Deidre was saying about the self-hate, no, you are. It is definitely developed from people you love and the people you are around, the environment that you're in. But like Heather said, you learn if you want to, because some people don't want to come out of the self-hatred because they become comfortable in it. But to people who want to, there are avenues, there are outlets, there are self-help groups. There are even celebrities and role models who are dark-skinned and they love themselves. And you can take an example from that. It's all about the acceptance piece, is that you kind of accept that you can't change the way people, you can't change the way what people are going to say and how they think, but you can change the way you react, and you can change the way you feel about yourself if you want to. Now, if you want to date somebody that's light skin or white or high yellow, whatever you want to say, you know, that's your prerogative. But I'm saying, but if your motivation is so that you can live vicariously through your child and get the admiration that you think you should have gotten, then I think that's a faulty reason for having a child or dating someone of a lighter complexion.
Well, one of our chatters says that if you refer to yourself as anything other than dark skin, then you have a problem.
Well, that's not necessarily true. That's the same thing somebody could say for the person who we would normally say is fat. If they say, "Oh, I'm pleasingly plump," or "I'm plus size,"
right?
But they ain't pleasingly plump. They fat.
But they are.
Have mercy.
But no, they
but
are pleasingly plump because
be,
it's not just because it's not pleasingly to you. But I mean, it's like you can call something more than one name.
Exactly. But if that's a place of empowerment for that person, who are you to say that there's something wrong with them?
And it goes back to where many times in our culture people say the word nigger or nigga.
Right.
For the person who elects not to do that, or the person that does, that doesn't mean they have a problem with it or they don't have a problem with it. I mean, I think you're allowed to identify and tag yourself as what you are. The only solid, solidified thing is human.
Yep.
Outside of that, you're open to call yourself or to describe yourself. That is just a descriptive.
Well, what
because
they
dark
said,
skin, but dark skin could be anything depending on what you're calling light.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're saying that a rose by any other name is a rose.
Okay, but there's a yellow rose, a red rose, an orange rose, and he's still a human being. He's still a boy. He's still a man. Because to me, Joey really, I mean, his complexion is dark, but when I think dark-skinned, I think of my father, jet black.
Okay.
And so there's several shades on this spectrum where anybody could fall. So he may have darker skin than me, but he also has lighter skin than my father.
They said, no, dark skin is relevant, but it's a rose.
Wait a minute.
Well,
whoever
since they in the chat room and they talking backwards, because that don't even make sense what they just said.
But you know what? This is the thing that, again, this is the people that I mentor about who have issues with their complexion. This is the thing I tell them. Everyone has just like an a-hole, A-S-S-hole, everyone has an opinion, just like everyone has an a-hole. So it doesn't matter. I mean, they're going
to
have
and
their
you
opinion.
Don't get
you
to, I mean, you don't get
that.
To decree somebody having a problem.
Right.
You're just gonna put that on him that he got a problem because he won't use the term dark skin. And that ain't crazy.
I just feel like I'd rather a person change what they call themselves rather than a person killing themselves or isolating themselves, which are dangerous coping behaviors. I'd rather you call yourself Chocolate Thunder instead of dark skin, then rather being ashamed of you being dark skin and you kill yourself.
But again, this goes back to what we believe as a society. What is the necessity in him saying dark skin?
Exactly.
See, for me, it's more about this whole color thing, and it's crazy because we're talking about things on the surface, but indirectly in so many ways, as a society, as people, we do discriminate according to complexion, according to appearance. We, nine times out of ten, unconsciously, we do it. Prime example, I had two friends who were having children and had both picked the same name, sort of like a Ariana, Brianna, some kind of name like that. Everybody that knew both people felt like the person with the dark-skinned child, because they were dark-skinned and their partner was, shouldn't have named their child Ariana. Why not? Because when you look at this Ariana and you look at that Ariana, and we do it, people automatically will, I have noticed 100%, that people will look at a lighter-skinned baby and say how cute it is when it don't look like nothing but a baby. And a dark-skinned baby, and will act like that baby's not cute, that baby's not pretty. I mean, it's just...
And you know what? And it's getting,
we do
it's gotten so bad that you're right, they do. And even people are so bad, Heather, to the point where, you know, if they have a dark-skinned child and a light-skinned child, they will do more for their life.
You can tell how people do the difference. You do. You're not lying.
I am not making it up.
People make a difference between them.
They will do that, and they will, you know, they will, they'll be harder on their dark-skinned child. Or if they, let's say they don't get the best clothes, and these are more extreme cases, but I'm just saying that
right.
I have seen it, and all of it is a residual, a psychological residual of slavery, because people, you know, even light-skinned blacks, they didn't have to work out in the field.
Exactly.
And dark-skinned blacks did. And people will say it's crazy, but I've watched a video in one of my social work classes, and it showed that some people are, you know, some people took on those residuals throughout their genetic line. And so it became not only an environmental factor for a lot of people, for a lot of African Americans or blacks or whatever you identify yourself as, they took on this, and it became environmental, and then it became... And now it's even down to the point it's a self thing now. Some people don't even have to be in an environment where people are calling them blackie or darkie or nothing like that. Their mother can love them and tell them how beautiful they are, but it's innate. It is an innate thing that they see, and then the environment just feeds that. And here again, it's just one of those things where we have to do, where we have to do better in making people aware, because we say, oh, because it's not as openly expressed anymore, it doesn't happen. Like with racism, there are ignorant people out here that think racism doesn't exist anymore. Hello, it does. It's just not, it's not as visual. It's not as openly expressed, because everyone's scared of PC, being politically correct and what have you, and things like that. And now it's more avenues for you to get sued if you come out your mouth wrong. But that doesn't mean it's not still there. You know,
and do it. We started at a young age, Joey, because it's so ironic that we're having this conversation, because I spent a couple of weeks, 3 days at school with my son. And it brought back memories of when he was very young. Now he is easily identified as being African-American, or at least having an African-American parent. But if you notice, even in the schools, the way the teachers treat light-skinned kids versus darker-complected kids, or how we let in society, if there's a little red child running around being bad, people don't too much say anything. If it's a darker complexion child, if you don't get his little black, I mean, it's instantly a divide on how we do it. And I'll never forget, Avery was probably about 2 or 3 years old, and we were at the beach. And another little girl came over to play with him. And so, you know, I'm supervising him, but I'm a little ways away. And I hear the little girl saying to him, "Where's your mommy and daddy?" And he points, "That's my mommy right there." And instantly the little girl says to him, "Oh, your daddy must be white."
Oh.
And this is a little kid. I mean, Avery couldn't have been no more. I mean, he definitely wasn't more than 5, but like around 3 or 4. I mean, we're just sitting out at the beach, and she looks at me and looks at him and says, "Oh, your daddy must be white." And I mean, it's ingrained. I remember when I had him, here's a baby with blonde hair, light eyes, and I remember clearly my father and godfather and people coming in the room like, "You sure this is so-and-so's child?"
Oh, no.
You know, but you expect that from old season folk, because they're like, okay, he ain't got no complexion. It's been a few days. We not seeing no color come. And so it's like, you know, you don't think that, you know, people are saying in jest, but a lot of times growing up, you know, watching him grow up until it became apparent, people often thought, "Oh, his dad must be light-skinned. Oh, his dad must be white." And I'm like, no, actually, his dad, darker than me.
Okay. Our chatter is saying, what's the problem? She didn't say he was stupid. She didn't say he was worse. they said, get out of your feelings.
The charter said was, if he doesn't use the word dark skinned, that means he has a problem with it. I'm saying that you don't get to declare that because I don't use a term that you identify me with to describe me.
Come
and
on,
I'm the authority on me, that you then get to declare that I have a problem with
right.
the term or with myself.
Okay, because the chatter is not calling in. I just wanted to put his comments out there. That's
well,
all.
Well, no, we appreciate his comments and we accept them. I'm just saying that doesn't even make sense for me not to use what you want to use as a descriptive of me, and
exactly.
by all ends, I'm the expert on me. So when I don't use a descriptive that you feel like relates to me to say that I have a problem, that's unfair, because what I feel like that caller is or that chat person is saying is, be dark skin, it's dark skin, you dark skin. You don't get to say that to me. Now,
yeah,
what
exactly.
you see as dark skin, then you can describe it when you're talking about me to anybody you want to. But when you ask me what am I get to call it what I want to call it. I mean, that's just like me taking a label and putting it on you, and because you don't accept it, I say you have a problem. No. And if it's truth, then it doesn't matter.
Well, the chatter said, you are the authority on you. The world says you are dark skin.
But who's the world? Who is the world?
And who made
really?
Them the authority? And who made them the authority? Just like
that's a man that you're talking to, if that's a man that you're talking to, and I'm going to assume that he's black, then the world says that he's a thug, he's going to go to jail,
yeah.
he's going to sell
yeah.
drugs,
yeah,
he's
going to
have babies
come
out
on,
of wedlock, he's going to mistreat women, and then that's all true about him. We definitely ain't going by what the world say.
And then just a few shows ago, if people were saying that polygamy or open marriages, the people in it are wrong and ignorant and they just selfish and they want sex, people would be pissed off because they don't want to be this. They don't identify with how the world sees them. That shouldn't be any different because I'm saying I know that I'm dark skinned, but maybe I don't want to call myself dark skinned.
But see,
I know
this
that
gets
I'm
back
big.
To my point. This gets back to my point, Joey, is that we don't want to just say human.
Yep.
We still got to identify people by something that really doesn't even matter.
Yep, doesn't even matter.
Hmm.
I agree.
Well,
I agree.
I am sure that there are some callers out there who have some very interesting comment that you'd like to share. So why don't you get on the line and call us at 760-683-2662. And with that being said, we have
a caller
on
the line.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm very sorry. Jeff, don't try. No, I was locked out tonight, and we had football practice, so I had to come in here and do some mommy housework.
Okay.
Sorry,
okay.
Amongst friends.
Okay. Yeah. Going to be in the kitchen today with you. All right, caller, what have you to say? About time you got on the line.
You talking
Lord,
about me?
Please don't let it be Ezell.
Yes.
Oh, you know it's me.
Hi, Ezell.
Damn.
I knew it was you.
You know it was me. You know what? You guys are taking an adjective, which is a description of something, the color of your skin, not the content of your character, not the size of your heart, not who you are, and making it a noun that says you're going to go to jail, a noun that says you're going to
nobody's
rock.
Doing that, Ezell.
No,
ain't nobody
doing
that.
That's
no, I'm not.
Said, here we go again. Do we need to play back? Didn't you just say
no,
that
you
was
don't
the
have
same
to play back
because
that's not what I said. What I'm saying to you is that you don't get to describe. You don't get to say because he doesn't use that adjective to describe him, he has a problem.
Listen to me.
I did listen to you, and I'm sick of it already. My ears hurt.
You know what? Listen to me. When you walk into an office and you say, who is Mr. Johnson? And someone says, it's the darkest gentleman out there. That is just a description. That's all it is. So
exactly,
you can't say,
but if I go to Mr. Johnson,
wait, I'm not going to go to Mr. Johnson, and he says, do not cut
I'm
me
the
off.
Chocolate guy out here.
Don't think he got no problem. You're the chocolate guy out there? What is chocolate?
If that's what Mr. Johnson called himself, I'm not going to say, oh, Mr. Johnson, you got a problem because they called you dog.
Yeah, because chocolate is a candy last time I checked.
Lord have mercy.
Chocolate is also a color.
If he's chocolate, then come on. If I call you dark, I'm black as night, okay? And the first 12 years of my life, maybe when somebody said, yo, little black boy, maybe I looked at him kind of crazy like, are you calling me black or are you calling me stupid? Okay, but that was me being wrapped up in me. But as you grow, you realize that you are who you are. And the quickest way to get over what people say about you is to embrace who you are. So I'm not going to call myself white to make me feel better because somebody say I'm dark. That's ignorant.
That's right, and you are who
like,
you are.
Hey, you
but who you are
like
is not defined by what color you are. Who you are is not defined by what color you are, and if you choose to describe yourself as plum or suntan or sunburn, and you don't choose to use the word dark as the descriptive, that's your choice. That's just like it's black people who choose to say black and others choose to say African-American.
That is not a color. We're not talking about color. We are talking about race. Those two are races. They're not color.
Okay, but again, why do people differentiate between black and African American?
I'm going to tell you why, because some people want to be attached to their origin of being from African descent, and some people do not want to be considered black because that is to be of American descent. That is where that comes from. Don't get it twisted that African American means black because there are African Americans that are white.
There absolutely are, and then there are African. There are people who are black of American descent.
That are what?
Black. That would like to call themselves African American, and we don't differentiate
black.
That. We do not differentiate that based on where you descend from.
Who don't?
Most people don't.
Who don't? I don't know when the last time you checked the census. Black of Hispanic descent, black of Puerto, yeah, all of that. Yeah, we do differentiate. No matter what you want to be.
No, I didn't say. I said most people do not. When a person says I'm black or I'm African American, I don't think immediately that this is an American born Nigerian or this is a Hispanic or this. People either say black, white, Hispanic. Now, there are those who are very distinct about what they describe themselves as or what their origin is, but in common layman terms, day-to-day walking down the street, people use the term black
true.
And African-American interchangeably.
No, because if you're walking down the street and you call a gentleman from Nigerian black, he will tell you, no, I'm not black, I am African. Okay? He won't even say African-American. He will say African. So
absolutely. They don't even want to be African-American. They just want to be African.
Well, exactly. Exactly. So you can't call him black because I'm not black.
I'm not talking about – okay. So what do you identify yourself as, Ezell?
Ezell.
I mean, between black and African American, which one do you relate
Ezell.
To?
Ezell.
No, why wouldn't you pick one?
If I had to pick
one. Because he don't want to.
If you had to pick one.
Okay.
It don't matter
so
to me.
Why wouldn't you call
it
yourself
really
black?
Matters.
Why wouldn't you call
exactly.
yourself black?
It
why wouldn't you call yourself black?
Me. I can. Black.
So clearly it does because you said African American. So why wouldn't you call yourself black?
It doesn't matter to me. If white and black is on the form, I pick white. If white and African American is on the form, I pick African American. If black and African American is on the form, I pick both.
Because you live in the world.
But this person is picking chocolate.
Listen to me. I'm not the one compiling the numbers. Okay? So what I call myself only helps somebody else's cause. You see what I'm saying? And for me to deny either of them because there's some connotation attached to it, this is what I'm saying. If there's a connotation to you being called fat, then you call yourself pleasantly plump. Only reason you would call yourself pleasantly plump because you assume that is a negative associated with being fat.
No, you ain't assumed. You know that it's a negative association with it.
No,
you assume there's a negative
connotation.
No, you ain't assumed. We know.
It's not an assumption. People make it a negative.
And it has been negative. I don't know what rock you've been living under as hell.
They make
people
it that
make
way,
the world, and that is my point. You're right. People make it, and as long as you allow them to continue to make you change who you are to fit their needs, then
but that's
what
not
we
who
do.
You are. That's
no,
an expression of you. That ain't who you
wait
are.
Wait a minute. Listen to me. How did niggas become so prevalent? Because we got so tired of white men calling us niggas that we decided,
Jack.
You know what? We'll be that. Because that's
on the switchboard.
We'll be there.
No,
who's on the switchboard? That's what happened. Who's on the
switchboard?
Why you think niggas call each other niggas?
Who's on the switchboard?
That's
in the blow.
They made it a place of empowerment. Now, I'm not saying that I was necessarily.
Exactly. You're right. They made it a place of empowerment. Just like Ian Dawson, that was a place of empowerment.
Right, because people, they choose black or African-American because they didn't want to be called colored. They didn't, because colored, the word colored had a negative connotation towards
or
it.
Or Negro.
So they wanted to, or, and so they took,
Negro don't
they
have a negative connotation. If you put Negro on the form, I'll check that.
You is a Negro. You got that right. Check it. Check.
So people take words as you described as adjectives or noun, and they place them for themselves.
Yeah, because there's a difference between an adjective and a noun.
You are absolutely right. Oh, I went to English class. You are absolutely right. But what I'm saying, regardless of what is used in the English language, people take words and they make them their own, and they make them
something for a place of empowerment for themselves. So that's why I'm saying, okay, if this person wants to take a noun and make it an adjective of itself and it empowers him, regardless of how we may feel about it, regardless of what society may say, if this is a place of positive empowerment for them, I say let them have at it. Because I'd rather you cope positively than you to cope negatively. Now, do you need to learn? Yes, I agree with you, Ezell. You have to learn and you have to accept yourself. I said that in the beginning. Stop hating and accept yourself. But in the interim, while you are trying to get to a place of acceptance, if you saying, I don't want to identify myself as dark skin, but I want to call myself colorfully brown, I'm just making it up, or beautiful black, or beautiful brown, or beautiful dark. I don't give a good God the Almighty what you call yourself. I'm just saying if this is how you are going to cope positively with it and you want to call yourself chocolate, then go for it. If you want to call yourself sun-kissed brown, go for it. If Crayola can make millions of dollars on turning the color yellow to macaroni green, to macaroni and cheese, let them. They did it.
But
Crayola did it.
And I agree with you. I would never tell you what to call yourself. But let me tell you something. If I'm walking through the club, and like I said, if I walk into an office and somebody say, who's Mr. Brown? It's a black guy in the lobby, and there's six white people out there and one black guy. And now if I say it's a black guy and somebody come out there and say, oh, he said he wasn't black, he was purple, I'm going to look at him like, really, dude? Really? You're purple? Okay, fine. Excuse me. It's the purple dude in the room. And somebody will walk out there and continue to look because ain't nobody out there bitch purple. Okay? I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I understand you can call yourself strawberry pup. I don't care what you call yourself. But a rose by any other name is a rose. I don't care whether it's yellow,
and pink,
blue, magenta. It's a rose.
It's still a rose. You're right. But it's a pink rose. Because that's the description. And so but all I'm saying is, if you don't want to be, because honestly, dark skin, not in the general sense of the word. The word itself, the word dark skin, the description itself is not negative. It's not supposed to be negative. But if people who are battling with this, with their complexion, and they are hurt when people call them dark skin or darky or blacky or midnight, or they saying things like, smile so I can see you, you know, things like that, and it hurts them to their core. Yes, I agree with you, Ezell, that they do need to go and get help, and they need to, you know, they need to get to a place of acceptance. I fully agree with you. I never deny that, because I do believe people, especially dark-skinned people, people who have darker complexions or of the darker hue or whatever, people who are not white or light or whatever, they do need to get to a place of acceptance and loving themselves, because you can't change your skin color. Even if you
but
go
you
out
know
and
what?
Bleach yourself,
you, know what,
you can't change that. But
for every little black boy out here that wishes he was light-skinned, there's a light-skinned boy out here who wishes he was black.
And that's true.
Okay.
I agree with you.
I just had a conversation with a young lady I met over at the bar. I met her about 6 months ago, and I've seen her maybe three or four times since then. And she was telling me how her boyfriend always tell her, I don't know who else you think going to want your little red ass. You're damn near white. And I'm like, oh, really? Is that where we at in 2011? You know, people can have a problem with everything. You know, people have a problem with the smartest person in the class. People have a problem with the dumbest person in class.
Yeah.
And for the dumbest person to say, hey, no, I'm the smartest person, he can say that all he wants to make himself feel better, be better. But in the world, he's still going to be treated a certain way. And when you tell people, when you instruct people, hey, you know what, you're dark skinned, but call yourself mayonnaise to make yourself feel better, yeah, I kind of get that, but that's not who I've ever been. You know what? Hey, be who you are. Be who you are. Because at the end of the day,
you have to accept it. You do.
You do. You don't have to accept this mess people give you, though. You just have to accept that there are some things that you're not able. You can't change what race you're in. You can't change your complexion. You some people who are big or who are skinny, no matter how hard they work at it, they might not have been genetically made to be skinny or to be bigger. So those things you can't change, but what you can't and you cannot change what people think about you, because you're going to get smart and they're going to have a problem with you anyway. Like you just said, you're going to go from dumb and go to smart, and people still going to find something because all people do is just try to make sure that you don't see their flaws, so they point out yours. But the fact about it is, The point that I'm making is, if you're at that place, maybe they're not where we are, Ezell, because I don't care what you call me. I don't care if you call me Doc, Skinny, whatever. I don't give a good guy because I love me. And when I look in the mirror, nobody else don't got to tell Joseph that he's sexy, because Joseph know he's sexy. And nobody else don't got to tell me. And nobody else in the world ever tell me I'm sexy. I'm going to tell myself I'm sexy. I'm in love with me. I love me. But there are people who aren't at that place. And then it took me some time to get to this place of acceptance. So if you want to call yourself Periwinkle Blue, and you black as midnight, then look, I ain't gonna hate on you, because if that helps you, if that works for you, that works for you. But please know that you still gonna have to learn how to cope and deal with what people want to say out their mouth. You can't change what they say, but you can change how you react.
Right.
And
I feel you. I feel you. You know, I mean, just like them Texans, no matter what I say about them, they can say they're from D.C., but they're still Texans. And sooner or later, they revert back to their natural form.
You know what?
Lord have mercy.
You know what?
Ezell, you were doing so well.
The call to be ended. Folks,
oh, now you want to end the call. Now it's time to end the call.
Now we're going a little too far. Texas ain't got nothing to do with this conversation. So, how about we have another caller to call in at 760-683-2662. To get in on the conversation about dark skin versus light skin, is it prevalent in today's society?
It is. I mean, one of the questions that I wanted to ask is, I've noticed that many times darker skin females are more attracted to light males.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa.
Because mm-hmm. I love me some The Rock, and he's light skin.
I know you do.
But you also need to understand that I also love me some Idris Elba, and he's dark.
Well, of course. I mean, it doesn't get much better.
Right. So I like it on both ends of the spectrum. I don't discriminate. How
See,
about
for
that?
Me, and that's what I'm getting at. Like, how is there... Do we assimilate more to what we've been programmed to believe is more attractive? Because it wasn't until it became sort of fashionable when people started saying, oh, light-skinned brothers went out of style. Because it was definitely, I mean, for me, I've just always seen it where people have been so attracted to light guys. Now, for me personally, it's never been an attraction, and I'm not sure if it's because my father was so dark, so I've assimilated to men who I have frame of reference with. But I just think there's subtle things in society that, you know, the light-skinned boy is always called the pretty boy.
Hmm.
You never hear anybody say that you know, a darker guy is a pretty boy.
I've heard that for a dark-skinned guy. His skin was so chocolate and so pretty. But Heather, that even goes... That even goes to not only men and women, but it even goes to, like, the dolls and the toys that kids play with. And I want to put this out there. When I was little, and you can ask my mother, I didn't like playing with little dark-skinned babies. And I'm going to tell you what, they were ugly and scary. But the white baby dolls was all cute. But now the black babies are cute now. But I'm saying back in the day, why do I want a baby doll that is scary? It looked like a monster. It looked like the Mamie dolls, like they were maids and stuff. I don't want that.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean that I don't like black. It's just, come on now, for real. Why do I have to, if I'm going to get a dark doll, it has to look scary. That ain't what my mom looks like, or my grandmother,
right,
or my aunts or uncles. So why would you think that just because the color of that doll is the same color as me, that it is a reflection of what I see every day? I don't want that. Yeah, I can throw that away. I don't want it. No, thank you.
Well, yeah, and I think that's why it's important when we do have things in society, like when the Princess Tiana doll came out for Disney, the first African-American princess, I was very happy to see them intentionally make the complexion darker. Because it, yeah, I mean, you know, so that it was clear that this was an African American or black, whatever you'd like to call it, baby doll that was pretty and attractive. Because, like you said, many times the black baby dolls were not cute. It wasn't until the American Girl and a few of those series that had attractive dolls came out, and of course the most popular doll, Barbie. I mean, really. There wasn't one. You know, I think Cabbage Patch did come out with African-American dolls.
Right.
So,
there were some cute Cabbage Patch dolls, but it took a minute for them to get there. I'm talking back in 1976 to 1980. Those dolls was horrendous and scary.
Okay, so same such as, oh, he's a pretty boy, or the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice, same such as that, do those perpetuate the discriminations or the differences or the lines we draw according to color? Yes, no, maybe.
Can you repeat the question for 200 hours?
I said, do same such as, you know, like when they say, oh, he's a pretty boy, or the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice, do those kinds of sayings within our society perpetuate us making differences according to skin color?
No, I don't think so.
Some people it does. Admit it.
I don't think so.
It does, Jeff.
I blame it on women.
You blame
why? What does women have to do with that?
Because y'all perpetuate color. Y'all
what?
Make
no.
It,
really?
If the light skin man is in and all the women are on it, then that's who gonna that's they gonna get their head boosted.
Okay,
and
are you serious?
No.
Are you serious for saying that?
I am so
because
serious.
There are
no.
Dudes. There are a ton of dudes that I know who go after the light-skinned chick with the long hair and all this kind of
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly, exactly. And I can tell you 100%, one thing you'll never see me, oh, give me a black man. I'm talking about black is the road to hell black.
That's real dark. You ain't going to see him.
I don't know why. But I'm serious. I'm funny. I don't mean all women, forgive me, but I did want to see how y'all were going to react. That's what I said. I am serious, though. Women,
don't
do
that,
Brad.
But
women, y'all do have a lot of influence in the world. I'm sorry, but you do. I don't care if you
well,
do.
Well, no,
like
I believe
your,
that. I agree with
yeah,
that.
You do. And y'all have a lot of influence. Like when the thug was in, and every woman wanted the thug, guess what? Every guy. Well, most guys wanted to be the thug or wish they were the thug, but they had to work with what they could get. And when the light-skinned guy was in, all the dark-skinned dudes, they wanted to be light-skinned. And when the light, because of the women. I'm sorry. I don't care.
Well,
if,
no,
everybody,
no women.
If everybody was like Deidre and did not want short dudes would be burning to get
to be tall.
Well, let me say this, though, Deidre. You touched on something that is a major pet peeve for me, and that is this whole light skin, long hair thing.
Mm.
It drives me insane.
It drives me insane, too, because my hair is going to be straight nappy, and it ain't going to ever be light. As much as I go and get in the sun, it don't help. I'm going to always be two-toned, and that's just how it's going to be.
But, I have a friend, and I get on her a lot of times about, because I feel like the perception is that you got to have long hair because you light skin, or, you know, people who I know, and it is to some extent, you can see it in a room. I mean, I notice it in a room full of women that, those who are lighter or have long hair, those things that we've said in society are good or better. They have a sort of air or a sense of entitlement because they've met this requirement. Because they've touched this place on a standard ruler. And I think we still to this day may say, you know, people are all equal and black people all need to get along, but we do it amongst ourselves. Oh, she thinks she's cute because she's red. Or she's ugly because she's dark. Or her hair is nappy. Or you don't have good hair. Well, we can't get away from it. It's in our society. It's in us. It's amongst our race. We do it constantly.
Well, I was talking to someone and they were giving a perspective from a mixed race. And they said that, you know, everybody talks about light is better and all this kind of stuff, but they had, growing up, they had conflict because no one that was dark skinned didn't like them because they were light skinned and they didn't fit in with the white people because they were not white. And so their comment was, everybody is saying that light skin is better, but light skin for me was hair because I didn't fit in anywhere.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, that's been going on since the beginning of time. Imitation of Life and all that other stuff.
That's my movie.
Is it?
Sorry, I just love that movie. Me and my mama used to watch that all the time. Sorry. Had a little boy moment for a second. What movie is it?
Imitation of Life.
That movie was good. I would have slapped that little girl.
I don't know. I think, you know, that's always been something, and it, you know, they talked about it when black people back in the day, well, real light black people who would pass for white or get services because they were so light and could be assumingly white or with a tan, that kind of thing. And I do think to some extent, it is true, but they have to find a balance and, you know, as Joey said before, determine for you who you are. Set that standard for yourself and go beyond that, because I know that black people as a race, as a group, see the discrimination. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I had a girlfriend in high school. I'll never forget this for all of my days. Her name was Alicia. And Alicia was very light, and she had, like, gray eyes and was a very pretty girl. Very attractive, nice shape. And basically, the girls in the school, she was really quiet. It wasn't like she was, you know, boisterous or asserting herself. She was very quiet. but she had older sisters, so she kind of dressed in style. And, you know, we came from a good neighborhood, so our parents, you know, were able to have that standard of living, but people shunned her. Because you, in essence, it was like, you too pretty, you too dressed up. I mean, you know, everybody walking around in their tennis shoes and jeans or whatever. At least you would have on slacks and some nice flats. By the time we got to 12th grade, maybe some heels. Kept her hair done. I mean, but that's where she came from. And when you got four older sisters, you know, you get ladylike and girly. And people literally shunned her. Like, didn't talk to her, very seldom dealt with her. And I remember befriending her, and her and I were very close. We would go over each other's house and, you know, share and stuff like that. But it was common knowledge. Like, she was too light, too pretty to be with the regular black folk, and she wasn't white, so she didn't fit in on that side. It's no getting around it. And it's still happening. So what is your solution, Deidre?
I think she went on a break. She said BRB.
Oh, well, we don't have a solution for that one, Joey, do we?
Yeah, I do. That's why I learned how to play with myself.
Joey.
Play with yourself?
Joey.
Play with yourself?
Masturbating sense. I mean, how to have fun by myself.
Joe, when I say that, just took me in and out, in and out.
Wow.
You learned how to play with yourself.
I did. I'm sorry. I mean, you can take it literally or figuratively. I don't really care, because that's probably true literally as well. But I learned how to fit in with myself. Like, if I didn't fit in with the popular kids and I didn't fit in with the unpopular kids, I could sit at the lunch table by myself and have a great time. You know, either I'm writing or I was, you know, when I could take a video game to school, I would, or I would just read. And I was okay with that. I was okay with, you know, being by myself. And then once people saw that, hey, he ain't really tripping about whether he's a popular kid or unpopular or in this crowd with the jocks or in this crowd with the nerds, then everybody came around me. And that's kind of how I navigated through life, because I never really, you know, was like the type of person. I didn't fit in with the pretty boys, because my mama didn't spend all that money on me to have $100 pair of jeans and a $200 shirt. So I didn't have, like, I mean, I had nice tennis shoes, but as far as dressing, I had regular clothes, and so I didn't really fit in with the, you know, with the guys that had the fresh gear at all the time. So it was just one of those things where I think a lot of people just got to learn how, if people don't want you to fit in with them, then you got to learn how to fit in with yourself.
And I think along the lines of what Joe was saying, I think that does happen to most people a lot of times. You know, you take so much ridicule that you draw into yourself, but eventually you start to come out of that because you just get so comfortable with yourself, and you stand on that. And then when, like Joe said, you know, people see that, you know, they think to themselves, okay, well, I can't rattle Joe's cage because he's cool with it. You know, it's done. I really can't say nothing to him that's gonna shock him about, like, his skin color or
mm-hmm.
his height. Whatever, like, whatever they're teasing you about.
Yep.
So you get comfortable in it, and then it's like, people are like, well, okay, well, you a cool dude, or you a cool chick. So
yep.
It's like, all right, well, let's just go ahead and just live life like we're supposed to. Let's go to school. Let's go to the mall. Let's go hang out. And it's all good. And I mean, you're still going to have haters out there. But, I mean, they're going to come to the conclusion, too. Like, okay, fine, I really can't rattle this person's cage. So,
for everybody, it takes time. I mean, granted, we don't have no we don't have any little kids calling in talking about their situations. These are older folks who've gone through it and have come out, you know, hopefully
exactly.
on the better end of everything. But that's what it is. You know, you have to go through that time, that build up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mhm. And that's what I'm saying. Like we are on a show where a lot of us have gone through these things, and we kind of forget, because we're at a place of empowerment and acceptance, that we kind of forget that we were once that person that did not accept themselves, that did what people thought about us did matter, you know. And getting, like I say, for me, getting to that place was a long and arduous battle, but when I got there, can't nobody tell me, you can't tell me that I'm not beautiful, that I ain't handsome, or whatever you want to describe it as, because you don't know where I've been through, what I've been through to get here. But not only that, you're not going to take me back either. So you can say what you want, but if I don't want to identify myself as that, then guess what? I'm not. I'm not going to do it. And I just love me too much. If no one else says it, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to, it'll affect my ego here and there. But at the end of the day, I really do love me. And that's really that matters, besides knowing that God loves me. But outside of that, I love me. And I think a lot of people, I love my complexion, I love my height, I love my weight. I'm not necessarily pleased with the financial class that I'm in, but I accept and I'm grateful that I have and God provides for me. So that just means I just got to work a little bit harder to get to the class that I want to be. But does that prevent me from hanging out with people who have a higher financial portfolio than me? Heck no. Ain't nothing you could do or say that I can't do better. You just got more money to do a lot more. So get better, people. Get better.
Okay, what are we talking about next week, guys? Joey, didn't you have a hot topic?
No.
I thought you had a hot topic today.
Oh, today? No, nobody didn't respond to that.
You
said me too. But actually, what was quite funny until we find out what we're going to talk about next week was just the Kim Kardashian thing that was.
Do we have to?
No, we don't have to. But the interesting, just really quick, the interesting plug in that was that people were discussing whether or not she actually did it for love or for business, and a lot of people are going towards she did it for the business side, whereas I was saying that she had to, it appears to be business, because that's all she had. Her life is what makes her money. Her exposing her life is what makes her money. So of course her getting married was a business deal, but I think deep down inside, under all of the craziness and her being who she is, I think she really did want to marry because she wants to be in love, and she wants what her sisters have. And that is why things didn't work out. And Marcia on the phone. So, Marcia, what you want? Say hi, Marcia.
Hello. You hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So anyway, we're not talking about the Kardashians, are we? Because I really don't care about
them.
No, we really don't care.
Okay, good. So to the whole black skin, dark skin. I'm not going to say black, right? Dark skin to light skin thing. I am brown skin, but a lot of my friends call me white simply because of the things I like to do. When I was little, I put it in the chat room, but when I was little, my mom, apparently there was this doll baby that was super, you know, everybody wanted it. And she went to the store, they were all out, and so she said, she just had to give me that doll because I wanted it. Well, she gets to the store, and there's this white woman standing at the counter, fussing and cussing because she'd had the doll put on hold, but it was a black doll baby, and the lady didn't want the doll. So my mom's like, well, if you don't want it, I want it. My little girl wants that doll. Can you give it to me? I'm going to take it home. So she gets the doll. Christmas morning, I open the thing, and it's black. And apparently, I cried as if my heart was broken.
Oh.
And she, yes, I personally don't remember this, but she still tells this story. And she said it broke her heart because of all she went through to get that doll for me, and I didn't want it because it was black. But like Deidre said, back in the day, I'm 42 years old, so back when I was playing with dolls, little black dolls weren't cute. They weren't cute. And apparently I did have an issue with darker-skinned people when I was younger.
Mm.
I didn't even have dark-skinned friends until I was in my 30s.
Dang.
But now some of my best friends are dark-skinned.
Dang, I'm actually kind of mad at
That's
you.
True. I mean, I know a guy who does not like dark-skinned people. Whenever he sees somebody that's dark-skinned, he just automatically attributes them to being ugly.
Yeah, I know some, I know a few people like that as well.
And he
well,
says it's more terrible
that
if dark-skinned and they're big. That's just even worse.
But why, Marcia, why did you... That's the question I always ask is why did you have that.
But and that's the thing. I cannot give you a definitive answer. I can't.
Mm.
I cannot give you a definitive answer because all I know, because actually the majority of my family on my mom's side is darker skinned. I get the light, you know, my light skin comes from my father's side of the family. And so, and actually my mom will tell you, well, not now, because, like I said, I have a lot of dark-skinned friends, and, you know, very dear to me. But before them, she would have said, I don't even think you like me sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Simply because, right. But I couldn't tell you, I can't sit here and tell you that I have a definitive answer on why I grew up that way, because it's not like I grew up in a household with a dark-skinned mom. And that's two brothers and sisters.
Mm.
So I couldn't tell you. I really can't. But I don't feel that way now.
But what I was about to say, well, the good thing is that you've changed and you found value outside of someone's complexion. And I think that's good. That's awesome. Because that would be sad because you probably wouldn't call it a show. Because most of the hosts are dark-skinned.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Oh, but they don't like to be called that, do they?
Oh, I don't care. I don't know if anybody else, but I don't care what you call me, because I'm sexy. So I'm sexy dark-skinned.
Actually, when I was young, I actually did not believe that I would grow up and be with a dark-skinned or a black person in general. I didn't think I would... Like, my guy, he's light-skinned, but he's darker than me, but he's technically a light-skinned guy. But he's still black. I didn't think I would be with a black man.
Did somebody scare
that
you when you was a
that
little?
That wasn't on my... I don't know.
Did, like, a black guy jump out in the night and all you saw was, like, his teeth and it just scared you?
I don't know. I'm curious.
Serious.
I could not tell you different. But I never thought
But it's
I
not
would
rare,
be.
Though. You, I'm sure you're not by yourself. I know for a fact you're not by yourself, because I know somebody today their own, everybody in their family is dark skinned except for them, and they do not like them. And they had a rough childhood. They had a rough childhood because that's what they placed on themselves. But and the only reason why they even cool with me is because I just call them out on everything. So they like, you're the only person that ever told me I was ignorant. Yeah, you're ignorant. Not calling you ignorant, like they're ignorant.
I mean, like I say, most of my friends call me white simply because of the things I like to do, the food I like to eat.
Oh, see, that's just ignorant. People just ignorant. That's stupid. Why is there a white food and a black food? That don't make any sense. Never mind. Don't even get me started with that.
Is Deidre back?
Probably not. Deidre be doing that, Monty?
Oh, did you not read in the post in the chat room?
Hey.
She called me the white, light-skinned girl.
Lord, because you eat fried chicken, that is not the reason.
Yes, I do, but I don't like my meat cooked to dead. I don't like my vegetables cooked to dead.
Oh, that's not how you're supposed to eat your vegetables fresh.
I know, but black folks don't do that.
Wait a minute, because I'm black and I eat fresh vegetables. I mean, I'll eat them cooked,
you know what
steamed,
I mean. Don't go there, Joey. You know exactly what I mean.
Grilled on the grill.
I don't know what you mean. I didn't know what you mean, Marcina.
She likes to eat her steaks dang near rare.
No, I like medium well. Yeah. I don't like rare, though, because that'd be bleeding. But medium well has better flavor.
She likes that special sauce. That redness sauce. Yes, she
knows. Well, go for it, because you like it. You ain't got to be white because you like it.
Didn't nobody say she was white because of that.
I know white people. I'm not talking about you, Deidre. I'm just saying. I know white people that.
And what did I
call white people that like fried chicken? And I know white people that like their steak rare. And I know white people that don't like their steak rare. I know black people that like watermelon.
Okay, this is exactly what Deidre wrote. Deidre wrote, yeah, you should call yourself the white pecan tan black girl.
Oh, Deidre.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
Deidre.
Marcia.
It's
and
black
what did, what, okay, and what did I write before that, Marcia?
Hold on, I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm looking.
Because it's right there with it. It's right there.
I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there.
You know what? Anyway, next week we're going to be talking about taking relationships serious or romance and sex. Joy, tell us what is the topic?
Well, I didn't know we were making that a topic, but that's awesome. Well, today we were talking about, really quick, today a couple of friends of mine were talking about why people don't take relationships serious, and they get into relationships under the pretense that they want to be in them, but really they only want the feeling or the sex that comes with it, but they don't want everything else. So we were talking about being honest and upfront in relationships, about kind of making the decision whether or not, you know, you should be in a relationship if you're not emotionally ready. And then I was just talking about sex and marriage and how you just need to be very, very creative. When you're married, how you need to be very creative, because you have room to do so, to be creative if you're married, and you should be having lots of sex and you shouldn't be boring in sex. So that's what we were just talking about, relationships and stuff like that.
And that is what we will be talking about next week.
We need to to that conversation. We need to tack some things onto that conversation.
Such as
the fact of when you're not in a relationship, having the expectations of a relationship cloud the picture.
Okay, we could do that. We could tack it on. Yeah, you can do that.
And what else?
Oh, and how to let go of a relationship gone wrong, that we were talking about that today too, how breakups make people turn very ugly.
Hmm. Well, I don't think they turned ugly. They were already ugly, Joey.
Well, no, breakups make people uglier than they just make it ugly. When they don't move on, when they don't accept that you screwed up, that you messed up, you got to move on. You can't be hating. You can't be hating because somebody's going slashing people's tires and popping up at people's houses and busting windows because you mad because you messed up.
Ooh.
You got to do
Joey,
better.
Joey,
yeah, we gonna
but
get
Joey.
Yeah, we're going to get into it next week.
That, but, Joey, I'm still going to say that that was already in that person. It ain't.
No, it's not already in that person.
Yes,
I
don't think it's always in them.
Yes,
I think,
no.
I think some people get to the point, Nidra,
mm-hmm.
where
no.
they are so
you know,
messed
getting to the
up
point,
that
it was
they
already
messed
in
up.
You.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think, not for everybody. Some people, yes, but
it's
not
in,
for everybody.
It's in you.
But my boo is saying, no, that's in, it's already in them.
It's
they
in
just
them.
Hit it really well. She,
yeah,
she's not an optimist. And
it's
I'm
in
more
them.
Optimistic.
It's
I'm more
in
optimistic.
Them. And y'all can fake like it's not. You can fake like it's not. It's in them. It's in them.
I think it's
in everybody.
Too. I think so. I think everybody.
It's in everybody. It's what happens to you that calls on that, that brings that out of you. Because there are some situations I think that we've all been in. It's just like your coworker. You could slap them in their face for what they just did, but you exercise some self-restraint.
Right. I'm just saying.
So, the girl
crazy
who's sitting out
is
slashing tires and busting out windows, or the guy who's showing up at your job acting simple, it's in all of us to do. We just
right.
don't all choose to do it.
Right. Are we talking about it next week? Y'all better be ready.
We're talking about it next week. So, Heather, calm down. Wait, hold that till next week.
We were on good terms tonight. Let's keep it there. We only got a few minutes left together.
That's funny.
Come on, Heather. You know we down like 2 flat tires.
Yeah, that's some flat tires that Annette's them did. So they mad because you with somebody else.
I'm not going to say they'll get over it, but.
Yeah, dynamics of relationships. Boom.
And then next week, we're going to talk about those folks who come to the single folks and talk to you like singleness is the kiss of death.
Yes, Lord. Come on now. I know
like,
about that.
Why ain't you married? Why don't you have kids? So first now I done got married. I'm no longer single. So now the next thing you're talking about is when you going to have a baby? And if I already got a baby, when you going to have the next baby? Why don't you just chill out? How about that? How about you worry about yourself?
You should just ask him the question. When you going to go and see Jesus? I'm waiting for that.
No, that's when you start asking people when you going to get your teeth fixed. When you going to take care of that bad breath. You that's when you take that conversation. You can put a
quick. No, honestly, I wouldn't say it like that, but in my mind, that's what I'm thinking, because we were just saying really quick, I was like, okay, I don't discriminate as far as race, color, complexion, even weight for the most part. But when it comes to I don't date toothless women, I do not date stinky women, and I definitely, definitely do not date women who smoke or curse like sailors. All of those things are very unattractive.
So she can cuss, she just can't cuss like a sailor.
Like, yeah, because every now and then, you sometimes for dramatic effect, you got to drop that F-bomb. I'm sorry. That's going to get everybody's attention. It's going to get you drop the F-bomb, it's going to get everybody's attention. So I understand that. But when everything out your mouth is a curse word, and you're a woman, I don't like to hear people curse, period, but definitely a woman, that's
okay.
just nasty.
Okay, we got to call her real, we got to call her real quick, and I want them to get their comment in real quick.
Go, go.
Caller, go. You're on the line. You got 60 seconds. Calling from D.C.
Oh, you talking about, I'm sorry. I'm just listening. Hey, Joey.
Hey.
You pressed that one. You pressed that one, so I was like, let's get it in.
No, I was. I saw his topic on Facebook, and I thought that was a very interesting topic because that's something I've dealt with since I was a little girl, the whole dark skin, light skin thing. And I'm, you know, light skin and got the long hair and all that other kind of stuff. And I grew up with girlfriends who were darker and, you know, some family, most of my family members are darker than I am, except for a few of us. But it's very interesting because I have children, and both of my oldest children for a long time thought I was actually white because I had no one else in my circle that was as light as I was. And so they just compared me to a white person because they didn't see too many dark folk around me. So, and I think that was an issue that my girlfriends had when I was growing up and all of that. So I don't have a whole lot. I just wanted to hear the input from you guys, but I'm getting on kind of late, so I know I missed it.
Yes, you did miss the lively conversation. However, it will in about 5 minutes be an archive. So if you want to go back and hit a rewind and listen, you are free to do so. And
okay.
We want to thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you, Minister. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweet. You're welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't get on earlier, but, yeah, I think that that's a very hot topic that needs to be discussed more.
Well, then maybe we'll have to have a round two and you be our guest caller.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You know what, Joey?
Because I love her. No, I love her. She's awesome. She would be awesome. I mean, we would have to get permission from Pastor for her to miss Bible study, though.
Right.
Okay, so Joey, work that out. Work out a time when that would be good, and let's make it
Boom.
Happen.
Boom, I got it. But she don't like to miss Bible study, though, so we're going to have to really make sure this is interesting.
All righty. Well, we are at the end of the hour. Again, I want to thank everybody for calling in. Join us next week, Joey, where we'll be talking about
the dynamics of relationships and sex and marriage.
Booyah!
All righty, and you can call in or join us online at www.blogtalkradio.com at Amongst Friends. We look forward to seeing you, and good night.
Talk to
Lord.
You think
for me,
good
night.
And I think I need to get back to the base.
Amongst Friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.